And that's a learning lesson for Justin. I mean, he it was scat protection.
Like I've said before, Justin's going to have his time, and Justin's going to have a great career. But right now, it's my time.
You know, it's part of it. They want to, you know, they want to see a good product out there. I didn't hear any boos after the touchdown pass that I threw.
Bears of mine, someday you will try to run up the score so high. I'll follow you into the dark.
Fake to Davis out of the backfield. Trubisky on the run, finding Kumaro. That's a touchdown. Trubisky, another throw. This time it's Gabriel Davis making the grab. Blitz coming. Trubisky rolling, Mack chasing. Trubisky rifles it past the sticks for a first down to Davis.
If Nagy and Pace decide that they both are satisfied, few achievements known, but their careers have climbed. If there's no chance of scoring and the red zone's stark, then I'll follow you into the dark. A big time school, the Carolina Blue. Mitch got his knuckles bruised, but Pace waded in back. Ignore Deshaun, and he told me, son, Mitch is the chosen one, like a hobo on crack.
It was different coming back here to Chicago, obviously, because I spent a lot of time here the last 4 years. It was awesome to see all the guys and coaches before the game, catching up with those guys.
Nagy and Pace decide that they both are satisfied. Few achievements known, but their careers have climbed. If there's no chance of scoring and the red zone's stark, then I'll follow you into the dark. In year three, we saw everything to see. A playbook that he can't read. Could he even tie his own shoes?
Understand that today wasn't good enough. That's my job, to make sure that we're better. We got to practice better. We got to play in the game better. But then we started moving the ball. We got down to the red zone and we stalled. And again, we got to look at the plays, see what we're doing well, what's going on, and get better.
But it's nothing to cheer about, because we'll lose again soon with the play calling buffoon.
Bilal Nichols has a toe. Javon Wims has an appendix.
That's a Saturday to forget. Let's try to move on. We're going to try. It's going to be tough. But preseason's wrapping up, and this is Zero Doinks. We are going to have a great time no matter what. Things are going to be red hot. Field should start. We all know it. JF1 is Jesus. We're going to talk all about it. Plus, Rick Fieldsman stopping in for some hams and bread and spreads. Things will be great. Big 10 minutes back. Plus, we are going to visit Canada for a new fan and egg. That's going to be hot. Lots of talk. Zero Doinks. Thanks for listening.
Boing, 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 boing.
Zero Doinks.
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 I'm a scat man.
Zero doinks. It's still the preseason, but Dan and I are in regular season form. He looks great. He's wearing a Bears hat. He's handsome. It's Dan Doinks, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Doinks. How you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm good, buddy. I'm wearing a Bulls hat, so thank you so much for fucking that up. I think you said Bears.
Oh, did I
hat,
say
right?
Bears?
I
oh,
think
I'm
you
an
said
idiot.
Bears. Jesus. If you said Bulls, I'm apologizing right now. I should listen. I'm great. I'm sick of the preseason. Let's get to the real shit right now. Right fucking now. But let's go. Let's right? do this, Billy okay, boy. No. Let's do it.
Well, okay, that sounds hot. Let's do it. Let's get weird. We got a lot to talk about. Let's go zero dogs.
The scat man can do it, so can you.
You get to game day, and he really gets that laser focus on game day. You feel that. So I know he was itching to get in there a little bit earlier, and now he got going in the third. I'm glad he was okay. It always scares you. That helmet pops up like that. But Justin's tough, man. He's a tough dude.
I think Matt will put him in there much sooner rather than later, simply because he's better than Andy.
Yeah.
He just is. And even if he's a little bit less prepared from an experience standpoint,
yeah,
he can make up for it because of that next gen speed that they clocked in the preseason game. He can make up for some of the things that aren't just perfect.
13-4, Super Bowl City, Justin Fields is the man.
We have a real one? Do we have a real number one?
Fields is going to hoist it in the air again. He looks and cranks, sends it deep down the field for Wilson. Got it! Touchdown, Wilson! 42 yards from Justin Fields.
What's your comp for Justin Skyler Fields? Like, who does he remind you of?
Ooh, wow, good question. Jesus Christ is the first person that comes to mind.
Fields in trouble. Fields turning. Fields. Touchdown!
Please, Jesus, thank you for Justin Fields. Our Lord and Savior is possibly here. He is risen. He's here. He's Jesus Christ. He's Jesus Christ in football form. So
drafting Justin Fields is gold.
Justin, you stirred up some controversy when you got into it with some Alabama fans after the game and said, "I'm going to the NFL. Y'all have fun marrying your cousins."
Justin Fields!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's Zoom Dogs. Why am I, ladies and gentlemen, real? I feel like a conductor of some sort tonight. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have an ox
coming to you live from Seattle. Sorry to mean to interrupt
right.
you.
No, this is good. It is Justin Fields is Gold, America's favorite segment about America's favorite quarterback. But first, Dan, I want to quiz you on a couple things. And I want to thank our loyal listeners. They made our last episode the hottest episode we've ever released for the first 24 hours. Most downloads ever. Thank you, Zero Doinks listeners. We appreciate you. We love you. We want to meet you all and make out with each of you slowly and sensually for 5 minutes apiece. Does that sound fair, Dan?
That's a low number of amount of time to make out. Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, thanks, guys. This is fun for us. And I'm still amazed every day that people listen to our dumbasses. So thank you.
Yes, thank you, guys. So we established in a prior episode, of course, that the United States is the top, you know, country that listens to Zero Doinks. It'd be weird if it wasn't. We also established that Illinois was the top state. Also, it'd be weird if it wasn't. And California was number two. Can you guess the number three most popular state for Zero Doinks downloads, Dan? What do you think?
Utah.
They are on the list like all of the other 49 states outside of Illinois, but no, it is Washington State. And Seattle in particular, a lot of Seattle listeners, ahoy mateys, if you're listening. Is that what they say in Seattle?
I don't know. Is there a northwestern accent that folks have up there?
Give it a shot. What do you think?
Hello, I'm from Olympia, Washington.
Is it Olympia? Is that a thing? Is that the capital?
So. Yes, that sounds right to me.
I'm from Spokane. Buy my weed. You like beer? We make beer out of bear meat. Yeah, we sucked off a bear.
Yes. No.
We're right to jail with you because that's creepy.
Great. I don't know why you felt compelled to answer yes. It just, it was the look either. In your eyes. It was the look in your eyes. All right. So Washington State is number three.
Great.
California two, Illinois one. What do you think the number two country outside of the United States is for Zero Dunks listeners?
I'm going to go with the Ivory Coast.
Very close. The right first letter, Ireland. Ireland. Yes. We are hot with the Irish. Makes sense. We are both Irish Americans. We both drink a lot. Very stereotypical. So number three tied between Brazil and Canada. We are going to meet a new Canadian friend later, aren't we, Dan?
We are. You know any Portuguese? Is that what they speak in Brazil?
You know, I don't. I know it's a derivative of Espanol or vice versa. I don't know which language came first. Mis pantalones tiene multiple monos. That didn't make any sense.
Which, of course, means my pants have mono. Please hand me a stick of butter.
Bingo. Absolutely. You nailed it. That's great. Next episode, we'll talk more trivia. Justin Fields, what? Okay, so we'll talk about the Bills game in the next segment more in depth. I'm still feeling quite weird. How do we feel about the way Justin Fields is being used by head coach Matt Nagy?
Very poorly. Matt Nagy, I might be done with him officially, Bill. What's he doing?
I don't know.
What are we doing here? I don't understand any of this. I'm speechless. I actually saw something on Twitter. Do you mind if I read it to you while
Do
I
it.
Pull it up? It's no, from
pull it up,
Mitchell Schwartz. I think he was a lineman for the Chiefs for a number of years. I just saw he's a free agent. Does he want to play for the Bears? I think he stinks now, right? Or he's like 1,000 years old.
We'll take him.
Okay, so he quote tweeted Adam Schefter saying that Nagy reiterated that Andy Dalton will start week one. And then the quote is, we need to see him in the regular season. Okay, so this is Mitchell Schwartz. This is his tweet. If you're not able to evaluate them after a month of camp, three preseason games, and another few weeks of practice, then I don't know what to tell you. This tells his team that any camp competition was useless and their preconceived depth chart is what they still stick to, not merit. That one hit home to me. It's, what are we doing? I mean, there's no rhyme or reason. What do you need to see of Andy Dalton that you haven't seen a million fucking times with the Bengals, with the Cowboys? It's not like he was awesome with the Cowboys. What do you need to see? If the idea is that Fields is going to get hurt week one because we're playing the Rams, you know who we should start? Nick Foles. Put Nick Foles out there then, if that's a concern, and put Fields as the third quarterback on the depth chart. Because if that's the concern because the line is so bad, then just come out and say it and say, Nick Foles, we're putting you out there to get murdered. Please get murdered in the very last play of the game, if you could. That's it. Otherwise, there's no rhyme or reason why Andy Dalton should be starting. We'll get to the Bills thing. I don't think Dalton's been horrible, but he's clearly not going to give us the best chance to win, right?
Yes, correct.
So I don't know. Matt Nagy, you're a fucking idiot.
Matt Nagy, you're a fucking idiot. You're a clown. You're a boob. You're a breast. I cleaned it up for the ladies that are listening tonight, 15% of our audience. spoiler alert for the quiz I'm going to give you next week. It is... Ladies would have no issue with the word boob, by the way. The word boob could be used on CBS at like 6 p.m. What am I talking about? Titty. Titty would be a problem. Matt Nagy's a titty. Do people say that?
Yeah, big floppy titty, exactly. You got it. Yeah, 15%. I got to remember that for next week. I'm going to write that down.
Write it down. Put it in your journal. Scribble it in your notes. Yeah, Matt Nagy... Jesus Christ, man. I wanted to give you a clean slate going into this year now that Mitch is gone. Oh, I can't believe I just said that name. He sucks. Matt Nagy sucks. He doesn't know what he's doing. I don't care about what promises were made to Andy Dalton before and while he was being signed. If Ryan Pace said, Andy Dalton, we guarantee you a starting spot, like, what the fuck is Ryan Pace doing? I know this is a Justin Fields segment, but it all works together. What the fuck? If Andy Dalton had a problem with him not being guaranteed a starting spot, you move on to the next asshole that's on the free agency list, because how much worse is the next guy than Andy Dalton? Ah, I'm upset. Even, I need to cool off.
Well, what's the issue you're going to have if you promised Andy Dalton that he's going to start week one and then you say, you know what, we're not going to do that?
Yeah.
What are the consequences of that?
Right,
like,
right.
Literally, what's the problem? You think like another free agent's going to be like, oh, the Bears promised Andy Dalton that he was going to start week one and then they went back on their word. Anyone who knows football and can see with actual eyeballs will say, well, yeah, that was probably the right move.
Yeah.
Oh, and Andy, you get $10 million.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut your mouth. You have great hair, but shut your mouth. So I don't understand needing to see more of Andy Dalton. Like,
oh, you're using him.
Yeah. But are you using a real live game to keep evaluating your quarterbacks? That's Mickey Mouse shit right there. That's fucking stupid. Just dumb. And you're not doing your team any favors. You're essentially just saying, like, maybe we'll get serious a few games into the season. No, we're trying to win. We're trying to win football games here, buddy. So, Matt Nagy, I think I'm done with him. I'm officially out. I like you, I was trying to give him a clean slate. I have a wager on him to win Coach of the Year. Shame on me. It was a free wager on DraftKings. Thank you, DraftKings. Glad I'm not spending my own money on that. But I think I'm done with him, Bill. Can I just do that? Am I overreacting here?
I mean, technically, yes, but I'm on board also, so it's fine.
Guys, why are you talking? I'm Andy Dalton. Why are you talking so much shit about me? I was promised a starting job by both Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace. Ryan just said that any evaluation of me, it begins in the regular season. Preseason doesn't count. I'm Andy Dalton.
You're going to embarrass me in front of my children. I'm Andy Dalton. Let me throw some balls in L.A. in a couple weeks. I'm Andy Dalton. I have great hair. Give me my $10 million so I can feed my children. I'm Andy Dalton. Thank you, Matt Nagy. I'm going to suck off your teat a little more. Poof, Garfield.
If this is your first time listening, Garfield's a running joke. Don't eat his lasagna. Another thing that caught my eye on Twitter, this was at Kingsley Ellis. I don't know who the fuck you are, but congratulations for this tweet. You said, who cares that Justin Fields is, quote, good and, quote, exciting and, quote, can get you a first down? Andy Dalton's a wily vet who knows the offense. Great sarcasm, Kingsley Ellis. I want to meet you. I want to give you a hug. I want to feed you lasagna. That's the whole point, though, right? It's the only thing Andy Dalton has going on is the fact he's been in the league, and he played for Bill Lazor, who I think he got fired, by the way. I think Bill Lazor got fired from Cincinnati as the offensive coordinator for Andy Dalton. What are we doing here?
None of them are good at the jobs that they've been doing for a while. So let's try something new. Something that'll get you a little different look, like, I don't know, a guy who can run 12 yards for a first down, a guy who can get away from pressure. Maybe he doesn't see sometimes the guy coming from his right, so he gets his head almost decapitated. But he'll learn. That's stuff you need to learn in the league, live football. So it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know.
No.
I'm not alone. No. I know I'm definitely in the majority on this one. You are as well. But Matt Nagy, you're a fucking dope. And I think his poor coaching is showing in other aspects of the game as well, which we could probably cover in the chitter chatter section.
We will definitely cover that in the chitter chatter section for sure. And no, you are not alone in that opinion, Dan. And As Michael Jackson once sang, "You are not alone. I am here with you." That's frightening. If Michael Jackson's telling you that, right? What would you do if you were in Neverland and Michael Jackson said that to you?
Well, if I heard that exact singing, I would say, "Huh, why's Kermit the Frog here?" But I would I would run as quickly as possible out of Neverland Ranch. Probably take a monkey on my way out. He was a monkey guy, right? Bubbles?
Yeah, Bubbles.
Do I remember from that right? Okay.
Yep.
I'd probably help Bubbles escape as well, because you know he was doing weird stuff with that monkey. So I would get Bubbles, Kermit the Frog, and get them the hell out of there. Don't touch the lasagna on your way out, but get those two out of there as quickly as possible.
Yes. Spoiler alert, that's not salt in the lasagna. Justin Fields is starting against Tennessee this weekend. Are we excited? Are we nervous? He's playing with what's been described as select ones. So what does that mean? Does that mean Sam Mustafa is snapping him the ball? What does that mean? And should we not be doing this?
Yeah, I wouldn't even play him. Who cares at this point? If it literally doesn't matter for going into week one, don't risk it then. Don't risk it for the biscuit, baby. Just sit him. Make Nick Foles play all four quarters. Maybe, you know what, just for fun, have Nick Foles play safety as well. Yes. I don't care. This game is absolutely meaningless. Don't get injured, especially you, Justin. What's his middle name?
I can never remember.
Skylar Fields. Please stay healthy, tiny baby Jesus, Justin. Pablo, please protect our boy.
Pablo, you be a protective father for once. You probably always have been. You're fine. Your Twitter timeline suggests you're very supportive of your children.
Stop slapping cheeks and protect our baby. At Snooka55 and answer me on Twitter, please.
Answer us. We want you here. We want you to be a fan and egg. Last thing I have for you. Quick stats from Justin Fields from Saturday. 9 of 19 for 80 yards. But according to at Eric Lambert 1 on Twitter, 5 of those incompletions were drops. So I'm going to go with him. So I think he was 14 of 19 for 146 yards.
His QBR rating would have been through the roof. Through the roof. I mean, JF1 doesn't throw really any bad balls, in my opinion. I know I just sound like a meathead Bears fan, Frank from Cicero here, but the guy just doesn't throw terrible passes like, you know, like Andy Dalton does. So, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think JF1 should play this weekend?
No.
How much should he play?
No.
What should he wear, a cup?
Yes, he needs to wear two cups, because one for his twig, one for his berries. He should not know. If Nagy's going to be too stubborn and not give him a shot at starting week one, I don't want to see him out there. No. Let's move on to the regular season. Fuck you, Matt Nagy. Fuck you, Andy Dalton. You're a bit of a smarmy ass. Oh, they weren't booing me after the touchdown pass. Andy Dalton, that pass wasn't even that great. Adams bailed your ass out with an unbelievable catch and run, right? Can we all agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah, settle down, Andy.
I'm Andy Dalton. Coach, you promised me I gotta play week one. Blah, 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 blah. Don't embarrass me in front of my wife and Nick Foles' penis.
You know, I wouldn't have had that interception at the end of the first half if Rodney Adams didn't slip. He slipped, guys. He's...
So many excuses. I'm Andy Dalton.
Have you seen the screen grabs of his interception, and there's a guy running down like this, like right down the other hash line, just wide open? He just completely missed a guy wide open. I haven't actually watched the play to know if that was real or not. It was just one of those perfect screen grabs, like, oh, you threw an interception. You missed an open receiver, you jag off.
I love it. I'm buying into it 100%. Fuck Same. That guy. Fuck him. This has been Justin Fields' gold. It got very aggressive. in support of our boy. Thank you, Dan. We're going to move on to some Bears chitter chatter. Chitter chatter. Next segment. Thanks, as always, Dan, for your insights.
You're welcome. Don't eat the lasagna.
Bilal Nichols has a toe.
Fuck you, Aaron Rodgers.
Boing, 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 boing.
Chatter time, chitter chatter time. Bears chitter chatter talk. Let's talk about last weekend's game. Last Saturday's game. There we go. We got there. Wasn't a great game, Bill. It was not good at all. I would give it a F plus overall. F doesn't have an F plus. I'm not a big school guy. Not a big grades guy. But I made it through. Thank you so much. Bears lose by a million. Didn't write down the score. Who cares? Mitch jammed it inside and outside of our buttholes and pee holes. Good for him. He was probably happy. Where do you want to start, Bill?
Yeah, let's start there. We cannot ignore the fact that Mitch Trubisky looked good. It's preseason. Hard to know what to make of it. Did you have any emotional reaction when you were watching it back? I know you were not watching live. Did it do anything for you in any direction whatsoever?
No. I'll be honest. No. I'm done with him. He's not relevant in my life any longer. I think he's still not relevant in the league. We talked about this last week. The league told you what they thought of him. He got basically he's playing for free behind Josh Allen in Buffalo. He looked good. I mean, he was throwing. It's not like he was... He kind of looked like the Mitch playing against bad teams, and we were a bad team on Saturday. The tackling was horrendous. Our defense was horrible. So bad. That's a problem. That's got to be cleaned up ASAP. Just horrendous. So I would say not much of an emotional attachment. I believe that you felt differently, just judging by text that you might have been a little upset. Did I read that wrong?
You didn't necessarily read it wrong. I was just annoyed watching it. I was generally annoyed. More so because Andy Dalton played the entire first half, and that just drove me fucking crazy. And our offense looked exactly the same as it has pretty much our entire life. You know, Bills had 19 first downs in the first half, and we had four. We had four first downs in a preseason game.
Horrible.
What? What is that? And Dalton was 0 for 5 on third down pass attempts. I know we just shit on him in the last segment, but he needs to be shit on again for that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, that was my frustration more than anything. Mitch, yeah, actually, I would like him to have a long career in the pros. That's fine. Any fans that think that this is like a reclamation for him because he had a good first half against the Bears defense in preseason game number 2, I very strongly disagree with you. I would say go back and watch the first 4 years of his career. I know that Matt Nagy was part of the problem. I know that injuries are part of the problem. But I know that the majority of the problem is that Mitch Trubisky is just not that good as a quarterback. That's why he's the backup for a team that nobody gives a fuck about. Okay, I feel a little bit better, I think. It's preseason. Should I relax? I should probably relax, right, Dan?
Maybe a little bit. You know, the Bills just, they're a good team, right? They're a potential
Yes,
Super Bowl contender, AFC champion contender. they're just a better coach team. I mean, they just seem way more crisp than the Bears. Bears would continue with the dumb penalties, they just sloppy tackling. I don't know when we want to talk about the special teams, but let's do it now. Was I first on the train of yes. The punt team's a problem? I mean, it's sloppy as shit. That stuff has been going on for a few years now. Matt Nagy, that falls on Nagy. He continues to cycle through coaches, but sort of the undisciplined play of poor tackling, penalties, terrible special teams falls on the head coach. And that, to me, like I was shitting on Nagy for his decision about JF1. Really, I'm upset. It's just a culmination of things that we've tried to maybe make excuses for him. I mean, maybe not, but we've continued to, you know, we make the jokes that he keeps hiring and firing coaches to build a buffer between who's catching the blame. And his time's run out on that bullshit. So
yes,
that's going to be a problem this year. And I think his inability to be a good leader, head coach, and clean up some of that shit is really going to come to light this year. And that's, I think, going to be our downfall this fucking season. Yes. My worry is he already knows he has a pass for a few years to try to develop JF1, and I'm already nervous about that.
Well, you know what? I can't hate you for any of those opinions whatsoever. I hate Matt Nagy. I think it's the point.
Yeah.
I think it's the point.
But I think it's, if someone were to just listen to this podcast, your first time with us, thank you so much. Don't mind too much about the Garfield jokes. We'll get you caught up. You would think, like, or if you just read this, a transcript, you're like, oh, these guys are overreacting after a preseason game about Matt Nagy. No, this has been going on for a while. This is a problem. I'm kind of sick of his smartest guy in the room bullshit and the smug way he talks to the media. I guess it's not smug. He's just a cool, collected guy. He's just trying to bullshit everyone. He's a real snake oil salesman motherfucker. You know what? You know what, buddy? Clean it up. Clean up your team. Just be a real leader. I don't care about the club dub shit anymore and being a cool guy and slapping backs and shaking hands. Ooh. Clean it up. Just go out and win. Just go out and win. Stop owing favors to your buddies like Andy Dalton. Clean your shit up. Be in it to win it, motherfucker, or get out of my face.
Well, and I fully expect him to, like you alluded to earlier, to hire one more offensive coach before the beginning of the year, because he's got to insulate himself, right? It's never Matt Nagy's fault. It's always everybody's fault, unless there's credit to be doled out, and then it's Matt Nagy's offense and all of his brilliant ideas. Fuck that guy. We are two games into the preseason, and we haven't flipped, like you said. If you've listened to this podcast for 2+ years, almost 3 years, apologies. You're welcome. Thank you. And continue to download, because we love you so much, but don't eat the lasagna. We've never been huge Matt Nagy fans, unless they get on a 6-game winning streak, and then we'll love him. Speaking of Matt Nagy, at Mr._J369 said on Twitter, quote, Mitchell Trubisky exposing Matt Nagy as a fraudulent offensive genius has made my day. I think he put that after the first quarter. Yeah, those are the emotions I was experiencing. Like, you described that I was being a little bit of a something via text. It was I was fighting the urge of, it's only preseason. Just fucking chill out, Bill. It's preseason. Relax. But then, you know, Mitch is going up and down the field like he's never done for the Bears, with the exception of his game against Tampa Bay. But it's preseason. And then it was the frustration of Andy Dalton still being in way too long when JF1 is on the sideline. But if JF1 went in the game and had a great game preseason-wise, I would have been all about it. I'm very conflicted. I'm confused. I've had too many hams tonight, Dan. I don't think I'm alone, though, with my conflict as a Bears fan with Tuesday. I think it threw us all for a loop. I really do.
I think so, but I guess when I was reading the text chain, the group kind of blowing up about how Mitch was playing, I was expecting way more than what I saw when I watched it back. There were short passes. It wasn't like he was throwing deep. I mean, I think the defense was just awful. Like, I don't think it was – I think it was more of that than Mitch being awesome. But I do – I think that does prove that maybe Nagy didn't know how to handle Mitch. Mitch seemed a bit more confident in where he was throwing it. But then you see JF1 out there, and every pass he throws is with purpose, and he knows where he's going, and it's right in the spot. Whereas Mitch would have maybe one out of every four passes that were what JF1 would have. Deep out routes, throwing to the sidelines. It's just JF1's got it. He always gives his guy a chance, where Mitch was just confused about one receiver's covered. I don't know what to do. I'm going to sail it over his head. You don't see that out of JF1 at all. You see it out of Dalton. Dalton throws terrible balls. So I think maybe I feel like Mitch was a horrible match for Nagy. It didn't work. I still think Mitch is not a very good quarterback. I think he's got the physical traits. I think he's a dumb guy. We've said it many times. Lovely person. Seems like a great guy. People like him. Not football smart. That's not JF1. So Mitch is gone. I felt nothing. It is what it is. I was more frustrated with my own team than worrying about an ex-Bear who just happens to be on the Bills playing in a preseason game.
Yeah, it was just bad timing, probably more than anything, when it came to Mitch visiting Soldier Field while Matt Nagy is still being a penis and we have to watch Andy Dalton. It's just, it was a lot of worlds colliding at the same time, which was not good. Not good, but you're right. The logical part that we can't tell Bears fans how to feel. We never would do that, except do not eat the lasagna. Don't do that. We will tell you that. But two things can exist at the same time. Mitch Trubisky was shit for the Bears and will probably be a career lifer in the pros as a backup. And Matt Nagy did not know how to handle Mitch Trubisky and probably sucks as a head coach. Both of those things can exist at the same time, right? I think that's
agreed.
The conclusion 100%. That we should all have. Yeah.
100%. And it is what it is. And we've moved on. Yeah. I don't want to talk or think about Mitch anymore, because he's going to be irrelevant for the rest of this year and probably for the rest of his career.
Yes.
That's it.
At least,
there's all there is to it. It's no other way to put it. He's not a part of my life anymore. So, well, he always will be, because we'll always talk about Mitch and we'll always make the comparisons. And I hope in a sense it'll be like, oh, my God, remember when we had Mitch Trubisky? Those were dark times. Thank you, Jesus, for JF1. That's it. That's the only way I want to think about Mitch from here on out.
I like it. Let this, the minute 12, 10 seconds into this segment, be the official Zero Doinks burial of Mitch Trubisky.
And you can raise me up. Eagles wings.
Wings.
I was doing it with you.
I know. I think we had something going. I think I messed up because I've had too many hams. I think last episode, Tevin Jenkins hadn't had back surgery yet. Let's just say, for the sake of history, he had back surgery. I hate life. I hate Ryan Pace. And can we move on?
Yeah, I think we said it. The writing was on the wall that he's way more hurt than they were letting on. That ended up being very much true. Back surgery, I don't know what to say. He's coming back this year? No, he's not. He's not coming back this year. Stop it. Yeah. Just stop it. I mean, yeah. If you promised Andy Dalton a starting spot, you brought Jason Peters on. Peters, right? You brought him in, and you definitely promised him a spot, because he's a Hall of Famer. That's not Andy Dalton. So if you're throwing out promises left and right to mediocre quarterbacks, you're throwing out promises to a left tackle, Hall of Famer left tackle. So, yeah, we're not seeing Tevin Jenkins this year. No. Yeah, fuck you, Ryan Pace. Can I just reiterate, Bears fans, stop letting Ryan Pace off the hook. Please. Stop trying to defend that guy. He has been dog shit for us. And I'm reminded of that with Kevin White signing with the Saints and them showing the graphic, I think, last night that he has like 20 career receptions and zero touchdowns. Please don't forget that we drafted him seventh in Ryan Pace's first year as GM. Yep. Please stop letting that guy off the hook. He still sucks. He got lucky with JF1, but everything else has been trash. So stop it, Bears fans. And he hired Matt Nagy, who we now are out on. So stop it across the board.
Yet somehow we are still optimistic about this upcoming season. So that's fine.
Yeah, of course.
Both these things can coexist. Again, you've got to be, you know, we are modern men. We are versatile. You can hold two thoughts in your mind at the same time. Speaking of which, this was a weird occurrence that bounced on Twitter, I believe, this morning. This is Tuesday. We're a day behind. And your explanation was because you felt fat. That's fine. I don't really understand it. Khalil Raiders called the Bears to inquire on Khalil Mack this spring for a potential trade. Huh? What do you think of that? Speaking of Ryan Pace, like, how do you think he received that phone call?
What was the offer? I never saw what the offer was for. I kind of don't believe that story. It just doesn't make sense to me. So that was my first thought, and that's still kind of, I know everyone reported it, but what were they offering and why? Like, the Raiders are not close at all to being to being good. Not that, well, like, let's be honest here. We're not exactly, if you look at the Vegas odds, we're not exactly contending for a Super Bowl at the current moment. Just wait and see, motherfuckers. But
it's Andy Dalton's fault.
Yeah, no, makes no sense. That would be a John Gruden move to, I don't think he called, but he said he thought about calling, and it was misinterpreted as we were going to call the Bears about Khalil Mack, and then it got reported. Because there's literally no other details. Am I right? Or did I miss something?
No. Yeah. The logic behind it was, the Bears are going to be in cap hell this offseason. So maybe the Raiders can take advantage. But yeah, there was no suggestion of an offer at all. We don't even know if Ryan Pace picked up the phone because he was clearly on a barber's chair just getting shaved big time. Thinking about drafting a guy that needed back surgery, probably. God damn it, Ryan Pace. So if you tried to call Ryan Pace first, would the call forward immediately to Ted Phillips if he doesn't pick up? And what do you think Ted Phillips is doing upon that moment?
I don't even want to make the sound. It would be disgusting. It definitely would be a slapping sound. Hold all my calls. Hold all my calls. Get my salami ready. Garfield. Yeah, I assume Ted Phillips definitely listens in on all of Ryan Pace's calls. It's probably a part of an agreement that they had that Teddy can sweat in and around Ryan's face at any moment of any day. Yeah, I think that Khalil Mack report's bullshit. I don't think it's real. That's my initial thought, and I still think that.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. Had the Bears not drafted JF1, would you have been on board for trading basically everybody, including Khalil Mack?
Oh, good question. Yeah, I think I would, actually. Absolutely. Because there's nothing else to play. Yeah, that's a great question. I would. How about you?
No, definitely. Like, it's if you and why would you do this? You wouldn't. But if you listen to the last episode, I believe, of the last season when we were projecting what the Bears should do in the offseason, I think the first thing I had was trade Allen Robinson and everything that's not tied down, essentially, because just fuck it all. Like, you know, Pace and Nagy should be
gone.
Yeah, exactly. But things have changed, which again brings you to the logical conclusion that play the quarterback that can win you the most amount of games this year because the defense is not getting any younger. I'm not saying we're going to the goddamn Super Bowl, but can anybody in Hallis Hall today say that Andy Dalton is the better guy to have start any week this season versus Justin Fields? Like, could you, would Virginia say that? What would Virginia say, Dan?
She might not still be alive. I hate saying it, but we might be doing a Weekend at Bernie's situation with her. Sorry, Virginia. She seems lovely. That was mean. I want to take that back.
It's fine. I guess the point is, who at this point, now that we know everything that we know right now, should Justin Fields be the starter week one for the Chicago Bears?
Yes. And we have what? Somewhere around 75 offensive assistants. Do they all sit in a room with Matt Nagy? Are they having these discussions of who should start week one? And is it unanimous that it's Andy Dalton? It can't be. There's no chance. And if it is, if it's like every assistant's like, Andy Dalton's not the answer, and Matt Nagy's like, nope, not listening, then what are we doing with him?
What are we doing here?
And then if he's somehow taking direction from Ryan Pace, nope, what are we doing here? So there's no logical reason why Andy Dalton should be starting. You can't point to his time with the Cowboys.
Nope.
You can't point to the end of his time in Cincinnati and tell me that there's proof there that he's going to help us win games this year in the year 2021. No way. No way. But it's funny that the Khalil Mack thing put, should we trade everyone if we didn't trade, if we didn't draft JF1, kind of put my brain in a pretzel. And now I'm even more mad because I'm saying, let's hold on to all of this talent because of our backup quarterback. That's outrageous that we're on the same page, and that's fucking outrageous.
Yeah, it does put it in perspective. It's, what the fuck are we doing here? Put JF1 in immediately. What are we doing?
If it is concerns about our offensive line not being able to protect our quarterback, specifically week one, then you start Nick Foles.
Yes.
You start Nick Foles, and you see what happens. And then once you figure the line's figured it out, then you put JF1 in. So Andy Dalton technically should be the third-string quarterback week one.
You heard it here first. That's what Dan Doinks would do. Well, I'm sure we'll talk more in the next episode as we're actually going to be in game week, most likely, assuming we don't have another episode in between. Little bit of inside baseball talk. Did you have a Titans preview at all, by the way? I don't mean to skimp over that.
You know what?
Preseason game.
I don't, but let's do it together, all right? I'm just on the Tennessee's website here. Mike Vrabel's the head coach. Yeah. Just general meathead. Offensive coordinators, Todd Downing. Do you know that guy?
No.
Okay, let's go ahead and scan through his bio. Nothing there. All right.
Okay.
Oh, wait, a few years ago, he was a football systems analyst with the Vikings. Mm. What does that mean?
That means
That was a while ago, early 2000s.
That means he was Randall Cunningham's ball boy.
Yeah. Do I want notifications for the Titans? Of course I don't. Jesus Christ. Just looking at this coaching staff. Offensive line coach Keith Carter, he looks like he might be on drugs. Luke Steckel is a tight ends coach. That name sounds familiar. Who's that guy?
Why is that familiar?
Is he an Illini guy?
I don't think so.
I
feel like he's Iowa. I might be wrong.
Don't know him. All right, we're out.
Okay, moving on.
We're behind the scenes here of what I'm doing. Maybe at work. Okay. Inside linebackers, Jim Haslett.
Oh, is that
Jim
Haslett Jr. Senior? Is there a junior?
I don't know. He looks old. No, that's the Jim Haslett. He was the head coach of the Saints. Good call. Yeah. And of course,
like
we remember his. We remember his 2009 year as head coach of the Florida Tuskers. of the UFL. You're a big Tuskers guy, right?
Oh, put those in my mouth.
All right, we have, okay, the secondary coach is, well, I'm just going to say it. His name's Anthony Midget.
I don't think you can say that, Dan.
I mean, it's not Anthony Little Person. His last name's Anthony Midget. I'm just digging myself a hole here. Let's move on. All right, here's someone I recognize.
Very small hole.
Senior defensive assistant, our old pal Jim Schwartz. Here's a fun fact. His picture on the coaching staff website has him in an Eagles shirt. Philadelphia Eagles shirt.
Clean that up, Titans.com.
Yep. All right. The special teams coach is Craig Aukerman. He definitely looks like he's in a diddling and fiddling. Look that up if you feel like it. All right. Let's go to the roster. Nothing else on the coaching side. We did the Titans last year, right? We played them.
It sounds familiar.
They kicked our tits in, if I remember. Let's look for, you know, there are two games this preseason. They've given up 3 points both games.
That's a problem. More reason to have Foles play the whole game.
Yeah, exactly. One gopher, Brian Body Calhoun.
Do you remember him?
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah, he's okay. Oh, Illini. We got an Illini. Tackle, Christian DiLoro.
Oh, still around.
Does that sound? Okay. One. Yeah. He's only been around 1 year.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a good head of hair on him. Good for him.
Delario, I believe.
Delario. I don't know. It's fine. I don't do names. Let's see what else we got here. This is riveting. That's all we got. Tennessee Titans. Ooh, let's look. Whoa. Let's look at the front office here while we're just.
By all means.
I always enjoy that. Amy Adams Strunk is the chairman. Yeah, I kind of remember
great
that.
Great actress.
Yeah, she's. What's the best favorite movie of hers?
When she played Julia Childs and made a lot of meatloaf. I don't remember the name of the movie. It was called Put Me in the Oven, Baby. I think.
I don't even know where to go.
From the perspective of a meatloaf.
Oh, not the singer meatloaf.
No, that guy. Speaking
is he
of
dead, he's
got to
be dead. He's got to be dead, right?
Just his bank account, I'm guessing.
Wait, diddling and fiddling. Did he get me too'd or something?
Not that I'm aware of, but he should be, even if it's not accurate.
All right. Yeah, I got nothing else. Titans are pretty boring overall. I like the Titans. They're cool.
Fine.
Yeah. Who's their quarterback? What quarterback are we going to see this weekend?
It's not going to be Tannehill,
I would
think.
Can't be Tannehill.
Right? Yeah, who's their backup? That's interesting. I believe that Dan is looking at their depth chart right now via Titans.com.
Oh, here we go. You ready? Yes. We got a Logan Woodside. That's fun. Okay. Old friend of ours, Matt Barkley.
Oh.
He's still around. God damn it. Good for him.
Raise your children to have golden right arms in high school.
Yeah, right?
That's the lesson.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got nothing else. Julio Jones. I forgot he's on the Titans now. That's fun. They're going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to be great. Boring, but great.
They're not. I think they're kind of easy to like. I like Nashville in general, so I'm cool with them.
Yep. You like drinking out of a cowboy boot. You've been there multiple times.
A real cowboy boot, like right off someone's foot.
Yeah.
Get that good must, and you just get a nice natty light in there. Ugh, gross. Stop it.
Unless it's a natter day. We have turned because they sell more of those in Chicagoland than they do hams right now. Fuck you, hams. Come on. We love you.
Grow
Hams.
Up.
Thanks for sponsoring.
Yeah. Love you. Love you, Hams. All right. That's all I got for Tennessee. Well, I don't know. We're probably going to get our tits kicked in. Just don't get hurt, Justin.
Yeah. Stay healthy. We need you for the second half of week 1 when hopefully Matt Nagy says he's had enough of Andy Dalton. This has been Bears Chitter Chatter Chitter Chatter. Thanks for listening.
Fuck you, Nagy.
Javon Wims has an appendix.
Hams and bread. Hams and bread. Hams and bread. Hams and bread.
Zero doinks!
Yes. Yes.
Zero.
Jero Doink!
Yes. Go.
Jero Doink!
Push the ball. Push the ball.
Hams and Bread.
Go!
Josh Hash!
Yes. Go! Kick it in!
Hams and Bread.
Let's go.
It's America's favorite and most reliable sports gambling segment, Hams and Bread, with a little bit of Hams and Spread right in the middle of those buns. If you want those buns, you gotta get you some. No, that's not a quote. What is the thing? Sir Mix-a-Lot? I totally fucked that up. Say it.
No, keep going. Keep trying. No,
I got nothing. I got nothing. We're going to kick it to our guy, Rick Fieldsman. He went 3-0 2 weeks ago, and he might have gone 0-3 last week. At least he's consistently 500. Get your monies back, minus the juice. Rick, take it from here, buddy.
Hi, this is Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and Spreads. Hams and Spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and Spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and Spreads. Hams and Spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and Spreads.
Our buddy Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and Spreads. Hams and Spreads.
Rick Fieldsman. Hams and Spreads. Hams and Spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Ricky Fieldsman.
Rick Fieldsman's my dad.
Hams and Spreads. Featuring me, Rick Fieldsman.
Oh, doinkers. We are back. Oh my gosh, the gambling gods are looking upon us and peeing all over my picks this weekend. 0-3, Everton, they came close, but not quite. The Bears, well, their season's over. Not interested in watching them anymore. Rebuilding year, that's what it is. It's a rebuilding year. Nagy, I don't know what to say. Make the move to Arlington and then make the move right out of the state, preferably the country. Let's go. Okay, hang on. Preseason is what it's been up till now. Preseason. 0-3 doesn't count. Guess what? First game, first week, all of the records get erased. We're still preseason week, unless I go 3-0. Even 2-1, this is still preseason, though. That doesn't mean you shouldn't make some bets, because you're going to make some funds. We've got the hottest gambling weekend coming up here. My favorite weekend. Start of college football. We got the fantasy drafts. Oh, my gosh. This is the time to be alive. This is the time to be an American and salute the Statue of Liberty. Let's go to the picks.
Hams and Spreads. Pick one.
All right. We are going with college football. This is where it all begins. This is where it all starts to make sense and come together. Game number one, Saturday, 2:30 p.m. There will be football on the telly. I cannot wait. Hawaii at UCLA. UCLA are 18-point favorites, and they are trash. They are the worst team in college football, Division One. They almost got relegated to Division Two, just like Newcastle is going to be regulated to the B leagues. I don't even know what they're called. Hawaii, 18-point dogs. We are humping Hawaii all the way to Honolulu, Waikiki, anywhere else you want to go. Hawaii has the hottest teams. They're always fast. They're always running. They're always gunning. Hawaii is a guaranteed lock at plus 18. Let's go to the next pick.
Hams and Spreads, pick two.
Oh, we are staying at college football, but we're going a little bit east of LA. UTEP at New Mexico State. University of Texas El Paso, for all those non-Texans out there, versus New Mexico State. UTEP is a hot team, a hot basketball team, and even hotter football team. They are 10-point favorites, and they are going to win by 11. They are the hottest college football team that you've ever seen. Oh my gosh, UTEP all business, baby. UTEP, you go 2-0. You get a little case of the funds after Saturday going into the last pick. Here we go.
Hams and Spreads, pick three.
Printing Money's Pick of the Week. Oh my gosh, we do not have a sponsorship. Cole Komet didn't play. Not really sure why, but here's what we got. Chicago Bears at Tennessee Titans Saturday, 6 p.m. You know the doinkers, the doinks boys, the boys, they're breaking it all down for you. But here's my analysis. Our defense is trash. They are such trash. Oh my gosh, they don't know how to stop anyone. Mitch Trubisky, I'm suggesting we trade Justin Fields for Mitch Trubisky. I'm just throwing it out there. I think it's a hot pick, but this one, the Bears, Titans, over under 36. We are absolutely humping that over 36. We cannot figure out the Titans offense. Our defense stinks. Justin Fields is going to get a couple touchdowns. Over 36 is an absolute lock. Hump the over. Let's go for it. And there we have our picks. Don't worry. 3-0, baby. These are some of the hottest picks. And I'm going to leave you guys there. So have a great week. And as always, have a good one at the windows.
Hello, I'm Ice Cream.
And this has been the world's greatest and first segment within a segment, Hams and Spreads with Rick Fieldsman.
Rick Fieldsman is the smartest person in the whole wide world. Rick Fieldsman can make you a lot of money.
Oh, Rick, those were some exceptional decisions. Interesting. Interesting. What do you think, Dan? What do you think of his picks?
I just appreciate him telling me to have a good one at the windows. You're crazy for that one, Rick. No, thanks, Rick. I appreciate it. 3-3, Mr. Even Steven there. Good for him. We're up a lot of fun, though, aren't
we? Up a ton of fun, and I'm pretty sure, and he might have said this in the segment, I'm not entirely positive about that, but I don't think his record counts until week one gets rolling, right? So we'll give him a little bit of credit, I guess. Hard to say.
Yeah, we definitely will. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He's had a rough go lately, so we'll give him the He's doing great. You know what?
Yeah.
Rick, I love you, buddy. You're doing great. Keep up the good work.
I love you too, Rick, but honestly would not want to be trapped in a car with you because you fucking smell.
No
Dan, doubt. What's the line for Bears Titans this Saturday night?
All right, I'm looking right at it because I fucked it up last time. We have Bears at Titans, 6 o'clock game on Saturday. Why are we doing that? What a weird time. Stop it. Stop it, NFL. Just stop it. We don't need all these preseason games. Just start the real shit. Okay, Bears are on the road. They are favorites. They're -2. Over-under's 36. What do you like in that game, Bill?
Wow. Well, what that screams at me is that Vegas loves Justin Fields. They know he's starting. I assume that the line was probably Bears +7 going into that announcement today, and it flipped a lot of points. Can't do the math. I like the Bears just because Fields is going to play too much, and he's going to light it up, and he's going to piss off all the Bears fans thinking he should start week one. I know we've been talking about it since the beginning of this episode. But, yeah, I like the Bears, and I like the under. I think the Bears will win 29-2. What do you think?
Okay. I 100% disagree. That's a sucker bet. Don't take the Bears. I'd take the Titans at home +2, and I would take the over. I think this is when it flips. Wow. Vegas is adjusted. There's going to be points everywhere. Points. So I'm actually looking at you put those together, Titans and the over, 36 is +285 on DraftKings. That's your play right there. Just do it. Who cares? Preseason game number 3, meaningless. Don't let Justin play too much because he might get hurt.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you're going complete opposite of me, which means that we're going to split the baby. We'll be 1-1, and hopefully you pick the right one out of both of ours, right? Anything else that's out there gambling-wise that you want to talk about, or are we just going to jump right to Everton soccer?
I got nothing else. It's kind of a lull right now in the gambling world, in my opinion. But let's transition that way. I had the Bears money line. No, I had Bears -4.5 last week and Everton to win in a parlay at Leeds United. Those were both losers, but happy to report that Everton had a draw, a tie. What do we call it? What are we calling it officially, Bill, here on Zero Doinks?
I think we call it a draw is classy, and we are nothing okay. If not classy. Yeah.
So it was definitely a tie. It was 2-2, which, you know, my mother always said that anytime you can get a tie on the road in Leeds, that's a win in my book. So Everton is still undefeated, unfucking defeated. Great game, little back and forth. They were up. They gave up the lead. They had a draw or a tie, however you want to say it, wherever you're listening. I don't care. No, I do care. Thank you for listening. I love you. Everton had a game today, Bill. Did you know that?
I didn't know it until you put it on our feed with our fans and eggs. How'd they do, Dan?
Well, they played Huddersfield. Any idea where that's at?
I have to assume very South Ireland.
I'm going to go ahead and just put that in the old Google machine. Huddersfield Town AFC. They, unfortunately for them, they lost to our boys in blue, Everton.
Yes.
And this was in the EFL Cup, also known as a Carabao Cup. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
I'll be honest, Bill. I know I'm a huge Everton guy. Always have been, always will. I have no fucking clue what this cup business is about. It's like a mid-season tournament. We just sort of drop them in here and there.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah. It's so confusing. And I feel like the NBA wants to do something like this and MLB wants to do something like this. It's like, all right, you got the UEFA Cup and then now you got this, what'd you call it? What is this cup? What is
Carabao
this
Carabao EFL. Okay. Yeah.
You know what? I've been to their Italian restaurant. Not that good. It's not. Not enough
Carabas? Yeah, I think so. Okay, I'm just going to jump back here. So I put Huddersfield Town into Google, and you know that people also ask. The first thing that came up, is Huddersfield a good place to live? So obviously I need to know.
Yes.
You got to give it to me. And here's the first line. Huddersfield has been voted the second worst place to live in the UK by people who call it home.
People that live there hate it? This is amazing.
Yes. What is going on there?
Mike in England, help us out, dude. Help us out.
Geez.
Huddersfield.
Then that loss today.
Is it too far from Isle of Man? Is that the issue?
It's got to be. I still don't know where it's at. But that loss today had to have been extra rough then. Jeez.
Yeah.
And then just so you're aware, just in case your boys ask you at the local pub, Everton had a guy who got kicked out of the game 59 minutes in. So they were playing with 10 the rest of the way. Still won 2-1. Yeah.
Okay, that proves your point from multiple prior episodes that you, Dan Doinks, could be hidden on a professional soccer field and things
Bingo.
Wouldn't change. Yeah, that's proof right there.
You got it. Literally played a good chunk of the game with one less player, still won. Bingo. I don't know, Bill. I'm into it. I'm an Everton guy.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it. Don't entirely know what's going on. Don't know the team. I'll get there.
Yeah.
But I also read something, the guy who got booted today, Moise Keane. Keane, I think, is his name.
Yeah.
Apparently he's unhappy and wants to leave.
Yep.
So that might happen. I don't know.
I've heard the same.
Heard the same?
Through
okay.
my sources, yeah.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just not enough balls to go around with Everton
right now.
You know, it's hard not to be a little bit selfish. I get it. It's totally fine. But Moyes, you know what? We'll transfer you somewhere else. We'll transfer you. We'll transfer the goalie. Dan, I am very into Everton now, too. I was working on my basement on Saturday morn, and I kept refreshing my phone to see what was going on with the boys in blue. And I'll be honest, Mike in England, we talk about him almost every episode. The comments he makes on the Everton, he's a big Everton fan. The comments he makes on our WhatsApp feed, it's very confusing. I can't tell if they're doing well or not. Like, I don't know if it's slang. Like, I always feel like they're down like 3-0. And I look and I'm like, they're up 1-0, Mike. The fuck's your problem, man? So, Mike, clear this up. I know you're crabby about Everton and you're crabby about the Bears, and I get it. But I'm a dumb American that's trying to learn soccer, specifically Everton. Help Dan and I out, please.
I will admit, I mean, it's pretty obvious. I don't have a fucking clue what's going on, but I'm going to get there. I'm legitimately enjoying it. They're good games to watch, even though I shit on soccer for the longest time. I'm legitimately finding myself get into it. I'm so glad we're not Newcastle fans. That would be the worst. And you know times are tough when Rick Fieldsman's trolling you, Dave, on the WhatsApp chat. You know the times are rough. So I'm all in. I'm going to learn. I'm going to get better. But I don't see a loss on Everton's schedule. We'll have a few draws slash ties. But no losses. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think they're fifth right now. We're well on our way. Newcastle's probably going to get relegated, which is a shame. Sorry, Dave.
Yeah.
And Everton is going to be holding up the cup, trophy, ribbon. I feel like there's ribbons involved as well. Does it seem like there's ribbons somehow involved?
I feel like there might be medals with like little soccer players on the bottom.
Yeah, like soccer players that are missing their junk.
But only missing where the junk should be. But when you look closer at it, the junk is on their right toe.
I was just saying, you turn the trophy around, or the medal, whatever it is. Are we talking about medals here? Are they medals or are they trophies?
I think so.
Yeah. Medals that's just got a fat ass on it, though. Just a medallion with a fat ass. You're just like, ooh, I like that. Like to bite me off a piece of that fat ass.
Yeah, absolutely. And oddly enough, the model was Moises Alou, or whoever you said was got ejected today. So
his name is Moisture Keen. That's his full name.
Moisture? Moisture?
Yes, Moisture.
He's wet.
Maybe not, but I'm going with that.
Okay. Well, you know what? Moisture, be a team player. Your team is number 5 with a bullet. You're going to hold up the medal at the end of the season.
We got this,
baby. We look forward to seeing it. Yeah, we got it. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be on foxsportswest.com for us Americans. Can't wait to watch it.
And any listeners in Huddersfield, please slip into our DMs. We'd love to have a chat about if you're doing okay, what's going on, do you need a hug? Let's talk about getting you moved out of Huddersfield. Okay? Slip into our DMs, wet, wild.
We want to know all of the specifics about why you want to move out. We want to know each and every dirty detail. We really do. We will send you a medallion for your efforts.
With a fat ass on it, baby.
But donk a dog! This has been Hams and Bread with a lot of hams and spreads in the middle. Dan, thank you, as always, for your contribute.
You're welcome. Go Everton.
The White Legacy is more than bricks and mortars.
I wanted to save Gotham. I failed.
Why do we force? So that we can learn to pick ourselves up.
You still haven't given up on me.
Never.
Hey guys, it's season 3. Have you ever wanted to follow us? Do it at Zero Doinks. Twitter at Zero Doinks. Instagram at Zero Doinks. Slip into our DMs, wet, wild. If the hams are a slapping, don't come a slapping. If the hams are a slapping, don't come a slapping. At Zero Doinks. Follow us. weirdest Big Ten minute, and I love it so much.
Big Ten minute.
A bunch of fat, pale Midwesterners just roaming around Pasadena.
You love the Illini, and I have a life.
I bleed orange and blue.
Gophers, -3 is my pick. I respect your love for the Illini.
Shove it, shove it, shove it. Row, 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 shove, shove, shove. I'm, like, pretty much the only Gopher fan that people know. Ooh, the Big Ten Minute. It's back. It's hot. It's wet, wet, wild. Bill, your team, are they playing this week? Are you fucking kidding me? What do you got, buddy?
Oh, my God. Yes, the Illini are playing in week zero, as the NCAA is calling it. That's weird. Why not just call it week one? Because there's games. It's so stupid. Dumb. God, they're the worst. Get out of Indianapolis and get out of my life, NCAA. Bottom line, though, is the Illini are hosting the Nebraska Cornhuskers on Saturday noon. Fox, stick it, lick it, kick
list it. List it, love it.
Love it. Damn it, I screwed it up. I apologize.
Are you going to be there, Bill? That's what I need to know.
Yep, I'm there. I'm going. Yep.
Whoa.
I'm going with the two kids that I referenced. My two kids that I referenced in the last episode. My wife, Kristen Doinks, and Phil Sr. And I don't have a name for my mom on this show, but Bill's mom, Bill Doinks' mom. We're all going. We're going to be in Champagne on Saturday morning. We have a great parking spot that we got via StubHub 24 hours ago. We're very excited. It's going to be awesome. It is the beginning of a new era for Illini football. Brett Bielema, you are our new Sherpa. You keep beating Iowa for recruits. Tim in Iowa, that's not a joke. You know this. There have been four guys that Iowa and Illinois have gone head-to-head against for the final two for the class of 2022. Illinois has won three of the four. How do you feel about that, Tim? Suck on that corn cob. Huh, motherfucker? Anywho, Illinois, Nebraska, Saturday noon. Don't miss it. Champaign, Illinois.
So I just got angry because I was looking on DraftKings to see what the line was for the Illini. And still can't bet on Illinois sports right now.
I know. It's so annoying. Illinois is +7. I don't know the points.
55. Points.
Okay. Thank you. Illinois kicked Nebraska's ass last year in Lincoln. Obviously, there were no fans. Thank you, whoever ate that bat in China. They won 41-23. I think Illinois...
thanking someone eating a bat directly correlated with the Illini.
Exactly.
I love it.
I think Illinois wins on Saturday. I'm the biggest homer on earth. I realize that. I totally realize that. But I think we should have beat Nebraska 2 years ago in Champaign on a weird Saturday night. We blew like a 14-point lead. Thank you, Lovie Smith, for getting conservative in the fourth quarter. Brandon and all of his Peters owns Nebraska. That's my point. I think we beat Nebraska straight up. If you can bet them in your state, do it. If Illinois loses, do not send me an invoice, because I'm already going to be upset enough. But I think Illinois is a legit shot. They have a ton of experience back. Okay, great. Yeah, I know. Last year they sucked and are getting all that experience back. I get it. I hear the jokes. I hear them. Okay, I know. It's Illinois football. I get it. But Dan and I have Hugh Robertson on our side now. That's the thing. Zero Doinks has power. Spotify, send us our goddamn audio for Huey's mayo and eggs, please. That's still not going to be this week. It would have been good timing, but Illinois is going to win, Dan. Illinois is going to win. Bet your bottom dollar.
I'm seeing the money line for the Illini.
Yeah, what is it?
+215.
Put $100 on it and take me out to dinner.
I'd slow play that. I like the Illini at home +7. I'm not sure about the money line. I would say just the unknown right now with Bielema. I like +7. I like the Illini. Nebraska's always way overhyped. They haven't been good in forever, so they shouldn't be They shouldn't be favored on the road week zero. Everybody knows that. That's never gone well, week zero for Nebraska on the road for a conference game. I don't think they've ever won that game. So, you know what? Illini, money line. Do it.
Yes.
Love it. Lick it. Stick it. List it. Love it. Caesar Milan Dog Whisperer. That's it. You know that? Remember that show?
No.
Dog Whisperer? Dog?
No.
Jesus?
I knew.
I don't know.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. I knew that.
Ooh,
guy. I think we talked about him on a prior episode. Yeah.
Yeah, his wife passed.
I think I said some
that
unfortunate things. Yeah. So we're just going to move on.
Okay.
So your Gophers, they're not playing this week because, you know, the nation does not want to see them in week zero. No offense, PJ Fleck. But I looked up some odds for Big Ten title game winners and Big Ten West odds. So I want to share these with you because I'm a bit hurt. Let's start in the Big Ten West. Minnesota, 10-1 odds of winning the West. Illinois, last on that list, 50-1.
Okay.
10-1. Do you have your quarterback from last year that may or may not be a Heisman candidate? Is that true or false? I can't remember.
Yes, he's back. Heisman candidate. That feels strong. He was fairly mediocre last year. Yeah, he's back. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea, Bill. I wish I could be a better Gopher fan right now. I feel like they're going to beat up on shitty teams. They're going to get smoked by good teams. They open with Ohio State next week.
Ooh.
That could be real ugly. It's at home, though.
Okay.
So that could be real embarrassing. Yeah, I don't know. They got their running back, Ibrahim. He's back. They'll have a good offensive line. I think their offense could be decent. I think their defense will be really shaky. They'll give up a lot of points. Get into a shootout with a good team, that could be a problem. So I don't know. I don't have a ton of confidence this year. I'll just say that. They got exactly zero votes in the AP poll. So
how'd that feel?
I think,
how'd
not
that
great.
Make you feel?
Not okay. Great. Not great at all. So where do they fall in terms of the Big Ten West? Where do they rank, I guess, just per the odds?
Either third or fourth. I'd have to pull it up again, so to speak. Yeah, so they're right there. I think it's Wisconsin, then Iowa. They might be third then. They might be the third highest. No, I think, oddly
Northwestern
enough.
Northwestern more?
I think, no.
Higher.
Northwestern's not getting respect. I think Nebraska got more respect than Minnesota and Northwestern,
here.
Which is fucking bullshit, especially.
At,
we'll all see after week zero. We'll all see it in front of our own eyes, in front of a nationally televised audience.
That's right. What do you, any more Gopher Illini talk? I got a question for you.
Do you want to talk over-unders for wins this year?
Oh, yeah.
Gophers
let's do that.
Illini?
Let's
okay.
do that. Yes.
Okay. I pulled this up, and I believe they play 12 games, all teams now.
Okay. Okay.
Minnesota over.
Over.
Under.
Over.
Okay. What if I said 10?
Over.
It's seven.
Over. Yeah, what is it?
Seven. Vegas has them at seven.
Ooh.
Not a hook, though. There's not a hook involved, yeah.
That feels right on the money. I would take the over just because that's more fun, but I don't feel great about it. Can I just look up their schedule real quick? Let's just
do
this
ahead.
In real
go
time
ahead.
Here.
Really appreciate your research because we're a big research show. Honestly, the only thing I research typically is Big Ten stuff, which is stupid.
Here we go. Ohio State. Open up against Ohio State. Loss. Miami of Ohio. Win.
Win.
Colorado.
Win.
At Colorado. Do they suck?
I don't know.
All right. So we got one win. Let's just go win. Colorado. Yeah. Bowling Green. Win.
Win.
3-1. That's three. Purdue. Win.
Win.
That's four. Nebraska. That's
win.
At home. Win. Five. What do
one.
We have? Five. Maryland at home.
Win.
Win, okay, six.
6-1.
At Northwestern. We'll go loss there. I'm sure that'll be like a 10 a.m.
Right.
game. Illinois at home, win.
Loss.
Minnesota at Iowa, that's a loss.
Win.
Indiana. Indiana's supposed to be good, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's probably a loss. That's probably a loss. What are we at, seven there? That's probably seven.
Yeah, that's a tough
okay,
bet.
That's about right. Let's go over just because that's more fun.
Okay. No, they're going to win against Iowa and – Maryland, and Northwestern. They're getting okay. 8 wins, but they're going to lose against Illinois. I want that to be on the record.
No. No, that's just no. That's I don't know what else to say. No. Okay, what do we got for Illini over under
okay,
wins?
Okay, let's go through the schedule. Well, okay, fine.
You want me over to read under, it, or you no, got it there?
I've got it right here.
Okay.
Well, first of all, the over-under, this is embarrassing, but it's embarrassing for Vegas because they're going to lose their fucking shorts. 3.5 wins.
Oh.
Ridiculous.
Oh, buddy.
But here, let's look at the schedule. We're going to... What? Do you have the schedule in front of you?
I do.
Why don't you go ahead? Go ahead.
All right. Nebraska at home.
Win.
UTSA.
Win.
Is that San Antonio?
Don't know.
Okay. At Virginia.
Win. They suck. 3-0 start.
At home, Maryland.
Loss. 3-1.
At Purdue.
Win. 4-1. You already covered. You already got your cash.
Yeah. Charlotte.
Win.
They just have a shitload of Charlotte. How do they have Charlotte?
Do they even have a football team? Right?
I don't know.
That's Illinois starting 5-1.
All
put
right.
it in your books.
You don't want me to go any further? They got Wisconsin at home.
Doesn't count.
At Penn State.
It's going to be a problem.
Rutgers at home.
Possible win.
Halloween weekend. That's a
yeah,
win.
That gets
I'd
them,
say
that gets them into a bowl. That's win
yeah,
number six.
That gets them into a bowl. At Minnesota, we already covered that loss.
Win.
Illinois at Iowa.
Win.
Northwestern at
Loss.
Illinois.
Loss.
Loss. It says
7 wins.
November 27th. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, we're in the
Google's
Big Ten title. We're in the Big Ten title.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay. Well,
we're
good
seven
for
and
you.
We're 7-5, baby. We're
I'm
7
glad
five.
That
we're in
you
the Sun
feel...
Bowl. It's happening.
All right. I'm happy that you're happy, buddy. UTSA, they got a weird-looking bird. They're the Roadrunners. That can't be a real football team.
We better win that fucking game. Come on, Hugh. I want Hugh in there in the whole second half. That's what I want.
Big Ten championship game is December 4th, so you might want to take time off of work around that
already
date.
Did. I already did. I already
is that true?
Plans. No.
Okay.
But I should.
Damn it.
I should.
I wanted
I
that to be true I so bad. Well, I like your confidence. You're always
Thank
confident.
You.
You're Illini. I'm
Thank
a little
you.
Worried about you. You're going to get very hurt, but
nope,
I'll be here to help you through it, buddy.
Dan, if you know nothing about me, this sentence makes no sense. First of all, second of all, I confuse myself. Third of all, Illinois football, I pretend to not have a huge emotional tie to because I love Illinois basketball. As you know, I talk about it all the time. I love Illinois football almost as much, like 2% less than Illinois basketball. And it hurts me every year that we're not good. It hurts me deeply. I used to put a schedule on my wall as a child when we were actually good when I was a child. And, I've been disappointed most years since.
This is why, Bill, this is why I worry about you, buddy. This is exactly why. You just described all of my concerns, and if it doesn't go well.
I love them.
I know.
Love Illinois.
I know you
I
do, and you shouldn't because they don't love you back.
No, I'm waiting for them to call me back. I sent them a you up text at 1 a.m., and they're going to at some point respond to me.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. Good luck to you. Have fun. Have fun in Champaign. That's pretty
Thanks.
Awesome.
It's going to be amazing. I literally can't wait. I'm so excited. And that's not sarcasm. I cannot wait. The good news, let's close the segment out. You're a Gopher fan, if anybody. Obviously, we talked about the Gophers without really introducing that fact to anybody because that would be confusing if this is the first time you've listened to this episode. Dan's a Gopher. Kind of graduate. I'm going to say graduate.
Yep.
The good news is neither you nor I have a Purdue connection because Purdue Pete was recently named, according to some survey, the creepiest college mascot in America.
That has a very Huddersfield type of feel to it. I do have a good friend who's a Purdue guy, and I can't wait to share that with him. But that's not shocking at all. He is very creepy. Very creepy.
Yeah. Very lost, dark eyes, right?
Yeah. Oh, he should be in a prison somewhere overseas for sure. Creepy motherfucker. What's his name? Pete?
Yeah, Purdue Pete. Purdue that's Pete. Weird too, right?
Is he putting the railroads together? What do you call those guys? Is that a Boilermaker?
Yeah, what is a Boilermaker? That's a great question.
I thought they just like welded stuff.
That's probably what it is, right? Yeah, they probably weld
the
railroad
train tracks
together, right?
Should I know this? Is this something I should know?
No, I don't know it. I don't know what a Boilermaker is.
I feel like he carries like a
drum.
A mallet or something. What do I call it? What'd you say? A drum?
Yeah.
He does have the big ass drum.
Right.
Well, how does that come into play?
Shouldn't. That's a good question. Somebody from Purdue or with access to the internet, slide into our DMs and explain Purdue Pete and or Boilermakers and or railroads to Dan and I. We're stupid. We're both very stupid.
Very dumb. Very dumb people. No one's ever accused us of being smart.
No. But you are a smart Zeradugs listener for continuing to listen to us week after week. We appreciate it. Go Illini. I can't wait to party in Champaign-Urbana on Saturday. It's going to be hot. It's going to be so hot. I'm going to see Kofi on campus, and it's going to blow my son's mind. Dan, thanks for holding me in my time of need.
You're welcome, buddy. I love you. Fuck you, Purdue Pete.
Fuck you, Nebraska. Go Illini, Zeradugs.
Well, the pen is dry, but my hams are soaking wet. You know a good lie has got some fans and eggs in it. I've waited my whole life for a chance to hear a segment with their fans while I suck on my beer. From Topeka to Maine, from Tokyo to Spain, we all want you here. We want you all here. From New York to Fort Wayne, by Greyhound or by train, I guess I'll keep waiting. Waiting for fans and eggs.
Welcome back to Zero Doinks. This is Fans and Eggs. It's been a minute since we visited outside of the U.S. We have a Bears fan in Canada, in Ontario, we believe. We're pretty sure. We'll ask him. We'll find out. We'll see if he's riding a moose right now. We have Ty from Ontario. Ty, how you doing tonight, man?
Hey, how's it going, eh?
Oh, it is going great. We're in Zoom. I feel like we should be talking business. We don't really know what's going on. I know Dan, I think he said leading into this segment, he was getting the shakes because he thought he was back at work.
Yeah, feels like a late night meeting that I'd rather do this all day than the bullshit I have to do in the middle of the day. So thanks, Ty.
Yeah, no worries. In typical Canadian fashion, I had to say sorry about that. Sorry about that big time. Just a little technical issue on my part.
No, it's all good. I'm sure it had nothing to do with you. It is probably all Squadcast. Fuck you, Squadcast. I apologize. Hopefully there's no children around.
Yeah, they must have offices in Green Bay or something.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
No doubt. It's,
there is no doubt. Well, Ty, you are, as I alluded to, you're from Ontario, if I remember correctly. You and I were communicating via Twitter. We have been Twitter friends for a while. We are thrilled to have you on. First question.
Yeah.
Are loonies and toonies the formal name for Canadian currency, or is that just some weird like slang that you trick Americans into saying?
No, it's loonies and toonies. Eh? So like the loony is, it's got a loon on it. That's pretty straightforward. Right. So it's a loony. And on the other makes side sense. Is the queen. For whatever reason, we're still doing that. but on the toonie, it's two polar bears.
Okay.
So
what's
so
the
why
value
call,
of these? Is it like a dollar, $2? What's
Yeah. But in the States, a loonie's worth probably about, I don't know, 55 cents, and a toonie's probably worth like maybe a buck and a quarter.
Okay. That'll work. That'll work. I've thrown a few Are you pretty close to Windsor? Is that correct?
I am in Windsor. Yeah, I'm in Windsor. Okay. Yeah.
I've lost a fair amount of money at least one of the local casinos.
Was it the casinos or was it one of the local ballets?
Yeah, ballets. Definitely. There was a lot of tutus going on in that room, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, so yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Well, that's where, you know, dancers over here benefit that the smallest increment in a bill is a five.
Ooh.
So there's no singles, right? I mean, you can throw change at them, but you're not going to get much. But you lie down on stage with a $5 bill in your teeth. And from what I hear, right.
just rumors. Rumors.
There's for real a not a $1, not a bill Canadian $1.
No, we, I like mid 80s, early 90s that they got away. They got rid of the paper bills because we used to have a $2 bill also, which didn't ever make any sense to me. But yeah. So our, wow. That's funny because our Canadians, they were the only green ones. So they looked a lot like American cash. So sometimes you could get at the bars for a while, you could get away with throwing a couple of Canadians in there and not have to worry about it. Our $2 bills were maple red. They were red. Our fives are blue. And then you got tens are purple and our 20s are green, but our paper's like plastic, or our money's like plasticized now. So you can wash it. You can sanitize it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
COVID friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. You throw some hand sanitizer on there and Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle. I love that. How did you become a Bears fan? Have you always lived in Canada? Have you ever lived in the States? What's the scoop?
Yeah. So I'm originally from Northern Ontario, a place called the Sioux. It's on the North Shore, Lake Superior. It's kind of between Lake Superior and Huron, north of the UP, right? Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So that's where I'm originally from. And what happened was, you might remember there was a game back in the 80s where the Chicago Bears played this team from Miami. And I'm a little child at the time. And my older brother is a Dolphins fan and he's watching this game and he's really excited because apparently, and unbeknownst to me, because I've never really experienced too much football other than his high school career. Bears were undefeated at the time.
Indeed.
And so I saw Mike Singletary and like, the cheeks in the helmet and the guy, yeah, I was like, wow, this guy is actually a bear of a man. Right. So fell in love with Singletary right there. And then I saw Sweetness and then that basically the rest was history there. So I became a Bears fan on one of the biggest losses in our history. and I laughed because, you know, I got to thank my brother for that, for being a Dolphins fan, because if he wasn't a Dolphins fan, the TV probably wouldn't even been on and something else would have happened really bad because there's a lot of Packers fans and Vikings fans up north. And I wasn't going down that road. No way.
It's funny. I think of most of the non-US folks that we've talked to, their stories always start out the same. You just happen to watch them in the mid 80s. And you get sucked in and I'm like, and it always fell my right. It's, we were just like born into this. We had no choice. You were a Bears fan or you had to move out, that you guys chose this. And it was just a matter of timing. You're like, yeah. Oh, this is it. This is, I picked a winner the rest of my life. And then it's just been pain ever since. Right.
So yeah. But like I said, you know, for the variety of fans up north, being where I was, I always got Northern Michigan. So I always got to hear or see Lions games, but because we were so close to Wisconsin and Minnesota also, that we got a lot of coverage from their teams too. So I always got to see the Bears play. It was like my home. Yeah. Like for me, it was like being like the team that was always on TV because we were out of town. So if they were in Minnesota, if they're in Wisconsin, if they're in Michigan, we would get the coverage, and then we would get the way coverage from all those teams to also. So just for me, it was a natural fit. I was a little kid, loved Bears, and still love the Bears. I love orange and blue. I loved it. And then I've always lived on the border of Michigan. So I was up there for the first 20 years of my life. Now I've lived down here for the second 22 or so years of my life, right across from Detroit. Great rivalries. All my buddies, you know, we're always getting on each other's cases about our teams. And, you know, unfortunate this year, don't think we'll make it over to Sheila's litter box. You know, that place where the big cats shit all over the grass.
That's good. I've not heard that one. I like that.
No, this is good. This is fantastic. Are most of your buddies Lions fans then? Is that kind of a connection that you have with your friends?
Yeah. My wife's a Lions fan too.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Yeah. But ironically, she really got into it right before Barry left training camp or didn't show up for training camp. So we moved down here that summer, it was like, oh yeah, well, Barry didn't. And she's got McDonald's. She's got this collector's Barry Sanders cup that we got in like West Branch, Michigan. She's so excited. And she's shoving this Barry Sanders cup in my face. And we get to Windsor and we unpack the moving van. And then the next morning on the radio, they say Barry Sanders is retired.
Oh no. Nice timing. That hurts. And it's, yep. I mean, they've done nothing but win since then. That's for sure.
Well, shortly thereafter, my first game to see an NFL game was Bears at Lions in the Silverdome. And it was a Sanderless Silverdome. And I'm pretty sure if I remember it, I think Robbie Gould was just kicking field goals all over the place. So that was pretty sweet.
That was
before Parader. So we were doing pretty Hanson. It was like Hanson and Gould going back and forth. It was crazy.
That sounds about right. Those are highlights of a lot of Bears Lions games. Have you been to Chicago for a game? Have you been to Soldier Field?
Yeah. So November 11th, 2018 now, right? Or whatever. Was it 19? When did the pandemic start?
Yeah, so what about 19? Yeah, God, yeah.
Yeah, so I think, so 19. So it was, Lions at, so Lions at Bears. First trip, took a train from Dearborn, Michigan to Chicago. Brought some pops, had a case of beer in a backpack that said this backpack contains a case of beer. There was a fifth of vodka, a fifth of Fireball. So the other miscellaneous drinks, we drank everything on the way there. Went to Miller's Pub after we got off the train downtown Chicago. I wish I could remember the name of the hotel we were in, but it was freaking sweet. It was like half closed and felt haunted. And I don't know. I can't remember, but that's part of the trip, right? You don't remember that stuff. But so we wake up Sunday morning, and the first thing we hear is Matt Stafford will not be playing. And all the Lions fans took off, found a CVS to go make themselves some Driscoll jerseys. And I just sat back and drank some breakfast pops and watched the magic happen. And they had Bristol boards and Sharpies and packing blue number twos. And how do you spell Driscoll? Look it up. And I got some pretty good photos. I should put those on when they play the Lions week four there, and I'll put them up there and show the boys show off their Driscoll jerseys downtown Chicago. It was beautiful thing.
That's cold, awesome.
I was wearing a Hallis jersey when I got there, and these people from Indiana gave my wife and I a Cleo Mack jersey because we call our daughter Mack, spelled different.
Oh,
but
awesome.
Yeah, little side note, my daughter was born July 25th, Walter Payton's birthday.
Nice. Awesome. That was planned, right? That was a planned C-section that day, I assume.
You got her, buddy. You got her. Yeah, for sure.
So how are NFL Sundays in Canada? I mean, I know you're pretty close to Detroit there, so it's probably a little more revved up. I can't gauge how into NFL Canadians are.
Oh, it's like, get up 9 o'clock maybe, or, 6 o'clock for some people don't go to bed. But, you get up and it's like you got the network on, you're looking for, everybody's doing fantasy football, finding out injury reports, doing late second trades. And well, I'm going to put, just doing your lineups. Pro line's huge over here. It's our betting thing, right? So people are doing prop bets and running to the convenience store and filling out their tickets for the first game. And then at a halftime, they're running out, throwing out more money for the afternoon games. It's pretty wild over here, actually. I really miss the Buffalo Bills coming over to Toronto. I thought that was a pretty good series. I was on my way there when Chicago was playing and then got called into work, so turned around and came back. But, I thought that was a pretty neat thing. We're pretty much, it's the whole, 18 hours of the day. When they play in London, it's like we're talking, you got football, not just all day, but all in day. You're 12, 13, 16 hours, depending on how the games go, right? So, we're pretty amped up over here. And like I said, because we're out of market. So, everybody's, I got Saints, friends that are Saints fans, friends that are Lions fans, a couple of Packers fans. Threw up a little bit in my mouth saying that. I have one friend who's a Vikings fan and he refuses to turn on his TV because every time for the last 6 years he turned on the TV, it hasn't been pretty. And basically because Chicago, if Nagy does anything, it's just keep owning the Vikings asses. Yep, right.
That's right.
Even with Dalvin Cook, I could not believe that last year, man, just shut him down. Unbelievable.
I mean, how many CFL fantasy leagues are you in?
I have never been in a CFL fantasy league, but I gotta admit that the Ottawa Red Blacks are my CFL team. Back in the day, they were one of the Rough Riders teams. I mean, you got 8 teams in the league, and you need to have the same name for both. Ridiculous. And then they were the Renegades, and then they disappeared. So I started following the Alouettes in Montreal because I'm actually a Habs fan too. And then Tressman went from the Alouettes to Chicago. And I'm like,
we talked ourselves into it.
This is not going to go over well. First of all, there's 4 downs.
Yeah.
What's he going to, he only has, knows how to get 2 first downs, right? So,
great call.
And punting into the end zone doesn't get you points in the NFL, although it should.
Well, I was going to say, are there any rules from the CFL that you, if you were commissioner, would apply to the NFL?
Just to keep the kicking game interesting. Like, I love Pat O'Donnell, man. I didn't want to see him on the field anymore this season than I saw last weekend.
Right.
So, but I mean, that's, and for him not to tackle on that return was probably the smartest decision I've seen anybody make this preseason.
Agreed.
He just kind of tapped him. Good job, buddy. You got the ball. I'm just going to go sit over here and comb my hair and look pretty. Cause I mean, I'm like, do not tackle him. Do not get hurt. You're the only thing we got right now in special teams.
Yep.
Yeah. But I honestly think, I think if you're going to get away with, you're going to get rid of the single point, kick the uprights. I think at least, punt in the end zone, a touchback should be a touchback and it should count as if the other team doesn't want to run it out, they should pay the price.
I like that. I actually didn't know that was a rule.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't punt, follow the CFL. I like that.
Yeah. And in the CFL, the field is longer and it's wider and the CFL balls are bigger. So, There's actually a song by a country singer here, and it's called We Got Bigger Balls. And part of it, it's all about the strength of our beer. And guys got the we American football. And, we got bigger balls and longer fields.
I love it. I love it.
Speaking of
wait a minute. Is that an American diss track, that whole song?
It could be.
I love it. I'm into it. I like it.
I'll have to. I'll say to when I figure out what it actually is and who does
Please
it.
Please do.
I'll DM you.
That would be great. You mentioned Pat O'Donnell's beautiful hair. I have a question for you. Who, in your opinion, as a Canadian, who has better hair, Ryan Pace or Justin Trudeau?
Oh, Pace by far. Oh, don't you had to bring that guy up, eh? We're having such a nice, friendly conversation.
I don't know much about him, except he looks reasonably handsome.
Oh, well, he looks a little rough or jagged around the edges right now, let me tell you. Yeah.
No, I apologize. No
worries. No, it's all good fun. I like that question. You obviously haven't seen an updated picture of that guy lately because he's been through the grinder pretty good over the last year. I mean, I don't want his job by any means. So,
are we out on Justin? Is that where we're standing?
We'll go with whatever direction you're going.
You tell us, Ty.
You tell us.
In and out
that's
or
it.
Are we in or out on Justin?
Listen, there's a lot of speculation here about which Rolling Stone is actually his father. Because his mom was into them back in the day, and it's been well publicized. So I'm just gonna leave it at that. Oh,
was it the drummer who just died today? Was it?
No, right? I mean, I saw that. I was like, oh, man, that's terrible. If there was a, you know, I'm not speaking about the dead or anything, but if there was a Deadpool in the Rolling Stones, he was not the first one to go.
Absolutely
of the remaining members, right?
I thought the same thing today. I was like, that he's got to be so pissed that he went first. There's no chance. Well, rest in peace, Justin's dad. That's sad.
Yeah. Charlie Watts.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So there's been a decent amount of Canadian born NFL players. There was actually a lot less than I thought. Which would be your favorite out of these three that I found online?
All right.
Nate Burleson, Mike Vanderjagt, or Bears Hall of Famer Bronco Nagurski?
Oh, I gotta go with Bronco, eh? I mean, look at the name. Like Burleson, Burleson has never played for the Bears. He played for the Lions. He played for the Vikings. He does great commentary on the NFL Network. His kid does a great job on Nickelodeon, hosting the Nickelodeon games. But other than that, I'm not sold on him. I didn't even know I didn't know Nate Burleson was born in Canada.
It's the internet. It might have been a lie.
Right. Could have been. Is Bronco actually Canadian? I don't know.
I'm looking it up now. Yeah. He was born
in fact,
there.
It said he was in Ontario, right? He's Ontario, Canada.
Rainy,
of all places.
Rainy River, Ontario.
Rainy River. No way. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
But he went to high school in Minnesota, and he's a gopher. He went to the University of Minnesota. So, yeah.
About it.
He's a golden gopher.
I like him even less now.
Oh, come on.
Same. You strike me as an Illini fan, Ty.
Oh,
a big Illini fan. Tell me it's true.
No. Michigan, go blue.
Oh, man.
Oh, Bill might just turn this off.
I got family who have gone there. I have a nephew who runs cross country there.
Okay. All right. We'll give you credit.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Also, I have a niece and nephew that go to Grand Valley State on the other side of Grand Rapids.
We are Grand Valley State podcast. I hate to tell you, we are Ferris State through and through. Fuck Grand Valley. Sorry, Ty. No offense.
No worries. I got another nephew went to Michigan Tech.
Okay.
I got no problem with that.
Sounds smart. They got a good hockey. They got a good hockey squad going up there. So,
who's your hockey team? You're a Montreal fan.
Montreal fan. Yes, sir. Yeah, Montreal. Yeah, it's that born into that. No
long
problem.
Suffering fan base, from what I understand, as well.
Yeah, you know what? But I got pretty sweet character. Look at this.
That's
sexy.
Hot.
Yeah. Okay.
Wish I could do that.
This is my side of the room.
Okay.
Okay.
Watch this.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
Ooh, we have a picture of. I can't quite tell. Oh, that's a very famous picture.
Oh.
Bobby Orr.
Yeah, that's the goal, right? That's So my wife's a Bruins fan. I'm a Habs.
Your wife is she's all over the map in her fandom. Tell her to get it together.
Oh, she's wonderful. No, she's her dad's a Bruins fan, so she does that, and it's a wonderful thing. It's great. Come hockey season around here, you know, our child gets the brunt of the of it. But I think she's a Bruins fan anyway, so that's okay too. That's cool because she was born on Peyton's birthday. She has to be a Bears fan.
Yes, I call her required.
I call her sweetheart. She's running around the room right now, all embarrassed and stuff. But
how old is she?
She's 11.
All right.
Yeah, she's 11, teen, going on 30. She actually, when we were having some technical issues earlier, she's like, "Dad, just grab my laptop." I'm like, "Okay, hold on a second. So yeah, she's a good kid. She just stays out of her way when it comes to sports and puts her beats on and just doesn't listen to me yell at the TV and.
Perfect.
Yeah,
that's good. Now Dan Doinks is a big girl dad also, so he can yes. relate.
Yeah. I have one of those 11-year-olds as well, so I know it all too well, Ty.
Oh,
we're fighting the same battles.
Yeah. They make you thirsty, right? I mean, like, oh, man, it's like, wow, this would be a lot easier if I had a beer in my hand, you know?
No doubt. No doubt.
Multiple fronts of things, right? So, yeah.
That's very true. Well, Ty, this has been awesome, man. We are so happy to now be buddies, personal friends with a Canadian Bears fan. We are very excited. Sure. You're the nicest Michigan fan also that I've ever met, University of Michigan. Agreed. So thank you for that.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you though, like when we drafted Fields, I've got nothing but respect for that cat. I mean, even as a, like I said, as a Wolverine fan, I'm just like, yes, right? And I just hope we don't screw him up.
I'm sure not. We have a good track record with that. I'm sure not. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Right on. Well, yeah, Ty, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. We look forward to connecting you with our other fans and eggs and ourselves. And hey, let's see what the season brings once Justin Fields inevitably takes over for Andy Dalton, assuming Matt Nagy gets his head out of his ass.
One eventually, right?
That's right.
Yeah, this has been great, Ty. Before we go, real quick, how many wins for the Bears this year?
10.
Bingo. Love it.
All right. Cheers.
We'll take it.
Bear down.
Cheers. Bear down. This has been Fans and Eggs with Ty in Ontario. Thank you, Ty. Thanks for joining us, man.
Hoo-ha.
Friends, we're gonna wrap this motherfucker up.
Motherfucker!
All right, let's wrap this bitch up. This has been fun. Very giggly. Bill has gotten me multiple times, especially with the Garfield talk, that I almost spit out my water at one point. Yes, I'm having some water tonight. Relax. The hams were slapping. I'm having some water to dry out. I think that's how it works. Not a scientist. Okay, Bill. We're going to wrap this bitch up. Preseason is almost over. Thank you, Jesus. It was about 4.5 months long. Is that right? It feels that way.
Yes. Yeah. We're very glad that the preseason's wrapping up. We will be back the week of week one, not to be confused with week zero, Illinois, Nebraska. We'll be back the Tuesday going into Bears Rams because Monday is a holiday. Dan is roasting hot dogs for his family, as am I. Tuesday, it's going to be red hot unless something absolutely insane happens during Bears Titans that we need to jump on the horn. But you're just going to have to go a week without us. We need a break. We're frustrated about what happened in week two in preseason. I'm going to need at least a week to dry out after a celebration of an Illinois 1-0 Big Ten start after kicking Nebraska's ass. Thank you, Dan, for being there for me for that. Another thank you. Ty from Ontario, thank you. Our newest ham and egg. Fantastic. Dan, let me ask you the question that I neglected to ask Ty. Canada tries to claim Alexander Graham Bell as its own, even though he was born in Scotland and is technically an American citizen. What are your thoughts?
Well, first, I thought you were going to say Alexander Hamilton, and that music and show has been red hot in my house lately, and I'm pretty sure Canada's not involved in that at all. So, Alexander Graham Bell, he's not the light bulb guy, right? That's Edison. What did he do exactly? Telephone guy? He's a phone guy,
Bingo.
Isn't he?
Bingo. Okay. Nailed it. Yeah.
I don't care. Canada can have him. Who cares? I don't even use... We use cellular phones these days, not even landlines. Grow up, Alexander Graham Bell. You were... Who gives a shit? No, I don't care. I don't care. He's been gone a while. What do you have any thoughts on it?
No, but Ty, slip into our DMs because I'm intrigued from a Canadian perspective what an Ontario guy like yourself might have to say about it. Dan, very weird that you mentioned Hamilton. Leading into the next episode, you'll understand why. So thank you for that. There's a lot of weird connections that we make on the show. It makes no sense. The universe loves Zero Dunks, but not as much as we love our loyal listeners.
Got it. I actually got a text right at the start of this. They were my kids were blasting the Hamilton music upstairs, and she goes, "Is that too loud?" And I said, "It would only make sense if that music was audible for the podcast, because we don't know what we're doing." And this,
no,
yeah. So if you hear Hamilton music in the back, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah, we are. We're true professionals in the podcast realm. I'm sure our listeners would agree. Our critics, who are very sharp-tongued, would agree as well. You may have seen a feature in the Chicago Tribune about us. Google that. Brad Biggs. We've not been in there. Dan, we have our fantasy football draft on Thursday. We're in a couple different leagues. This is the one that we've been in the longest, with Rory Doinks, Pat Doinks, Rick Fieldsman's in it, Coach Cuse is in it, a lot of people that have been on the show. It is Thursday. You and I will be there. It's in Chicago. We're going to do it. It's going to be awesome. Who do you think out of the entire league is going to get too drunk and potentially spend too much money on a ridiculous player? We have an auction, for the record. Not a snake draft, it's an auction. That's why I mentioned money.
I think it's we need to remind people this time every year, you need to do an auction draft. It's the best thing ever. Once you do it, you'll never want to go back. The snake drafts just seems dumb. If the only answer is Rick Fieldsman, Rick Fieldsman's going to get drunk. He's going to pay way too much money for who is Rick's? I mean, Cole Kmet comes to mind. I mean, he's a huge Bears tight end guy, so you can definitely bid up on a Bears tight end and get Rick to spend all of his cash immediately. Well, is that about right?
That feels oh so right. Although I think Sandy Doinks out there in the East Coast, he's always a wild card because it's an hour later. We assume he's been sucking back on hams. He has like a million kids, so he's probably very stressed out. He has a lot of dogs too. The last time that we saw him via Zoom or whatever it was, one of his dogs we thought was dead, right?
Dead,
this was 2 years
dead.
Ago. But turns out to be alive, and that's part of the audio that you hear in Bears Fantasy Corner that will be back for next episode. I can't wait to bring that back, by the way.
Same. I think one of my favorite Sandy moments was when he spent an hour and a half of the draft driving his brother to the airport while doing the drafts. And the thing with Sandy is I think every league has this guy who's just, he's like been so good at fantasy football that even if he overpays for a guy, you've convinced yourself that you missed something.
Yep.
So like Sandy can really do no wrong in terms of like drafting. So, but yeah, my favorite moment was that were the dogs and him driving his brother to the airport while throwing out bids. It was impressive.
That's a great memory. I totally forgot about that. That was unbelievable. Yeah, he's trying to throw money at Saquon Barkley while he's leaving one of those. Is he? No, he lives in Philly, but I always associate him with New York or New Jersey because I think that's
right.
Where he's from. I don't know. I might be
he's
wrong.
A Giants,
sorry, Sandy.
He's a Giants fan, so that's a safe assumption.
Yeah. He's a very successful attorney also. Look him up if you're ever in a pinch. Sandy Doinks. Absolutely. Well, no, that's good. I cannot wait to get weird on Thursday. I love fantasy football so much. We are in at least one league with our fans and eggs, if not two. I think we might be in two, actually. You and I are in two. We're in one with Mark in North Carolina, and we're in one with Mike in England, the aforementioned Mike in England that we talked about. He's hosting one. So I don't know what – I don't know if these are snake drafts, auction drafts. I don't know when they are. I don't understand.
I'll be – yeah, I was just going to say, I'm going to need a bunch of reminders, guys, because I think I've committed to all of them. I couldn't tell you one date or time that any of these are happening. I feel like there was chitter-chatter going on about when to do it. Just tell me when. I'll try to be there. But, yeah, I don't – I can't even – I think I've been way over my head. I'm in, like, four leagues as of now. Four or five. Way too much. Way too much.
Yeah. That's a lot. It's a lot of responsibility. And, yeah, absolutely. Mark – send us a lot of reminders, like Dan said, because I've already forgotten. Mike, also do the same. If anybody else wants us to be in your fantasy league, feel free to slide into our DMs, wet, wet, wild, and we will forget about draft night, and you will win the league because we're terrible. Last year in Mark's league, I believe I forgot to change my lineup the last 5 weeks, and I hate that owner, so I hate the fact that I became that owner. I had Mitch Trubisky in my starting lineup every week.
Yeah, you were definitely like, I think I won that league as well, or at least I was close.
Okay.
I took it way too serious. And you had like braggy. You had like Tariq Cohen in your lineup the entire season, and he was very much injured.
Yeah, still is apparently. Come on, Tariq, tie up those ACL things. Not a big doctor.
Not a big tendon guy.
Not a big tenant guy. Any other thoughts to leave our audience with that we love dearly?
Baseball, your Sox are doing good. They suck. They suck now. I feel like if you look on Twitter, Sox fans say they suck now.
Sox fans, like, and I'm one, just chill the fuck out. We're up 10 games in the division. Just relax. I know the Kimbrel has been wonky, right? Okay, I understand. If we're talking big picture, there are some concerns. But chill the fuck out, man. Chill the fuck out. Tony La Russa somehow hasn't fucked this up yet. That's a victory in and of itself. I think they won tonight at Toronto. They lost last night when I had some cash on them, so fuck you.
Sorry.
Yeah, fuck you, Craig Kimbrel, specifically for that. But things are fine. We're going to make the playoffs for the second straight year for the first time in franchise history. And we've been around for 100 plus years. As you recall, us talking about, we're talking about the Field of Dreams game. Relax. We can win the title. Coach Cuse and I can win $750 based off of a $25 bet on Barstool. Go White Sox. Go White Sox.
Good luck, buddy. Cubs suck. I got no updates.
No, I don't even know that. Should they were relegated with Newcastle.
Might as well be. Yeah, they're the Newcastle of Major League Baseball right now. Just complete trash. Just trash. Trash owners as well. Oh, I got cut. Yeah, here's a Cubs thing.
Okay.
They recently unveiled a like Hall of Fame, Cubs Hall of Fame with 56 players. No Sammy Sosa. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, Ricketts. I don't know why he's so upset with Sammy Sosa. He's clearly one of the best Cubs of all time. There's no denying that. The reason he like won't even acknowledge him, won't let him back at Wrigley is fucking stupid. Just more evidence that he is a trash owner, a trash human. Fuck you, Ricketts. Let Sammy come in and maybe sleep with your wife.
Well, I think he may have hit the nail on the head as to why he's not invited. Although that's more Davey Martinez than Sammy Sosa, I think, right?
Yep, bingo.
Sorry,
bingo.
Sorry, Brian Sandberg.
And Tony La Russa sleeping with Hawk Harrelson's wife.
Greatest rumor that was ever started on Zero Dunks. The not only is Sammy Sosa one of the greatest Cubs of all time, he may be the greatest Chicago Cub of all time statistically. And that's saying
that's fair.
You could make that argument. I know steroid era, blah, blah, blah. I get it. Okay. Stop adding me. I don't know if that's a thing, but, that's a long time ago. Sammy now also looks extremely weird.
Yeah.
He might not be healthy. It's time to let him back into the nest before he dies.
Well, clearly Ricketts just wants to make money. Could you imagine if you had like a Sammy Sosa day? You just charge an insane amount of money for tickets. He's just fun to look at. He's just fun to look at. Like, what's going on with him? I think he claims he's okay, but buddy, he looks like a ghost now.
Yeah.
And I love every second of it. It's outrageous. Sammy should be celebrated as one of the best Cubs of all time. I don't understand why Ricketts cares. He did nothing to him. He didn't own the team when Sammy was around. It meant nothing. Like, what are you so upset about? What do you want him to say? That he, like, did steroids? Who cares?
And he's not going to say it. If he hasn't said it by now, he's not going to say it.
No.
So just shut your mouth, Ricketts. Shut your fucking mouth.
Shut your stupid mouth, you fucker. What do you got against the Marquee Network? You're not going to hate it in a year. Yeah, we do. We do. You were wrong. Fuck you, man.
Still not on YouTube TV, I can tell you that much.
Not on Hulu
DVR,
either.
DVR it. I love aging myself with you with that. You mentioned ghosts. Are there any updates? It's been a while since I checked in. You're in the basement. I feel like you might have been fondled. I think I saw Mary Lou Retton's ghost behind you. It is Olympic season, or it used to be a month ago. And she's still alive, also, for the record, I think. So, anything new happening in Dan Doug's household?
No, I'm sorry to say, it's been very quiet on the ghost front. We're gonna start doing some work here soon, so I'm pretty sure we'll get an uptick in ghost activity. But as of right now, it's been quiet. Just the ghost of. The future ghost of Mary Lou Retton just doing flips all over the basement is about all you're getting these days. So nothing to report on that front, my friend.
All right. Fair enough. This has been a great episode. I've had a lot of fun. I've had lots of fun. I cannot wait for the regular season. It's right around the bend. I cannot await for Illinois' victory against Nebraska. By the way, I'm convinced that they're playing Wisconsin on Saturday. Like, I cannot get it out of my head. It's just because I'm an
That's
idiot,
weird.
And it's a red. It's a team with red uniforms. I'm so stupid. I'm still not used to Nebraska being in the Big Ten. I'm not. But I'd much rather Illinois start the year against Nebraska than Wisconsin. Because you and Rick Fieldsman and Coach Cuse were on my porch last year, Illinois at Wisconsin, week 1, maybe
That's
zero.
That's right.
That was a disaster.
That's right. That was a disaster. Safe travels this weekend, buddy. We will see everyone. We will talk to everyone in 2 weeks. Two weeks. We will miss you.
Yes.
We love you.
Yes.
Happy holidays. Go Bears. Stay healthy, Justin. Fuck you, Nagy. Fuck you, Ricketts. Fuck you, Pace. Fuck you, Newcastle. I think that's it.
Thank you, Ty from Ontario. Thank you, Rick from Naperville, Fieldsman. And future thank you to Hugh from Champaign and Australia. We're still waiting on the audio. I'm so sorry on behalf of Spotify. We love you. Thanks for listening. Zer Dykes, go Illini, go Bears.
Enjoy the lasagna, everybody.
It's a play where, you know, scat, they have one extra than us.
It does a lot of scatting or something. Fedora. I think that's it.
Did you like that song? Like, I'm a scat man. I'm a scat man. I don't think that's how it went.
Yeah. Who doesn't like that song?
I'm a scat man. I'm a scat man.
Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, I don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, so can you. Everybody's saying that the scat man stutters but does and never stutter when he sings. But what you don't know, I'm gonna tell you right now that the stutter and the scat is the same thing. Yo, I'm the scat man.